I think this is it, Danny. This is it. If they don't figure this out, I'm done.
Ah. With?
Comcast Xfinity.
Oh, yeah.
They have a carriage issue with the Big Ten Network now.
Out of nowhere. Weird.
Oh, so crazy.
The week before the season.
Right before the season starts. So
where have I seen this before?
Here's the... Yeah, right? The Portland Trailblazers, last November, you can look at. You can also look at, I don't know, you know, the Pac-12 Network with their carriage issues. But this was not a Comcast issue. This was a DirecTV issue. This is a cable television issue. So what is happening is that on the West Coast schools to the Big Ten, Comcast Xfinity customers have pulled carriage of the Big Ten Network. For Oregon,
mm-hmm.
Washington, USC, and UCLA customers. Mm-hmm. If you are in zip codes associated with those four schools, including
so the LA
Portland,
market is in that?
LA market.
Interesting. Okay, because I had only seen that the Oregon market and Washington market were for
Nope. If you look at...
They're just... Cutting off their nose to spite their face at this point.
So yesterday, UW Men's Soccer was supposed to be on the Big Ten Network. And when folks turned on, it said Comcast Xfinity is not carrying Oregon, UCLA, USC, Washington games on the Big Ten Network in your area. Take action now. Call 1-800-COMCAST or www.allhuskiesgames.com. And then they have like a little... A QR code, because it was obviously a Washington soccer game in that regard. There is a website that you can go to see if you are going to be blacked out or not. It's called allbtngames.com. If you go to allbtngames.com and you put in your zip code, you can find out if you will be blacked out or not. And I just put mine in. Sorry, you are missing certain Big Ten Network live events.
As am I.
So, like, this is, and by the way, the Big Ten has responded to this in the Big Ten Network.
Oh, they did? Because they hadn't earlier.
Yeah. The Big Ten Network is proud to present an expanded slate of live sporting events featuring the newest members of the Big Ten Conference. However, most Comcast subscribers will not see these games. As the one distribution partner that declined to expand along with us, Comcast Xfinity viewers in many areas will not have access to live broadcasts of the highly anticipated inaugural Big Ten season games for Oregon, UCLA, USC, and Washington. Ike. This is one of the most infuriating things, and this is not a Big Ten issue, obviously. It's not a Pac-12 issue, or look, the Denver Nuggets couldn't be seen by how? What was the percentage of people in Colorado?
It was like less than 10% could watch games on altitude.
And the owner of the Nuggets owns altitude.
Yeah. It's carriage fees negotiations. It's this hard. It's quite literally hardline, like, communist stance of, like, I have X amount of money that I will spend. Like, I mean, I'm a full-on Cold War. I have this amount that I will spend to pay for this, and I will not spend a dollar more or penny more because it sets precedent. And that's what all of these contracts are negotiated on.
Well, that's why
precedent.
The Pac-12 network wasn't on DirecTV, is because mm-hmm. DirecTV was saying, we're not going to pay this much per customer for the Pac-12 network.
Yes.
And Comcast Xfinity did. And they're like, you're not going to let somebody else carry this for cheaper than what we're carrying it for. And that was the whole ordeal with DirecTV.
If I remember right, the number was $3.40 per subscriber that Comcast got in at. And the other providers would not go above, I think it was $2.90. per subscriber, which is a chasm. And when you're talking about per subscriber and you're talking about thousands of people. Like,
you're talking 50 cents per customer,
yeah,
right,
and
there.
And it's just an insane amount of money. And that's that when the mediator came in, I believe it was supposed to be something like $3.10. And it was amenable by both sides, but no, like there was give and take that they just wouldn't allow for. And it ended up being DirecTV saying they wanted it at 305 and 310 was anyways. It's very, very specific lines were drawn in the sand and they said, hell no.
And so Comcast Xfinity was the only partner that did not pick up the Big Ten Network with the expansion.
Maybe people will stop yelling at the Trailblazers now about Comcast last year, thinking that the Blazers had anything to do with it, because this is Comcast's MO now. Look what they're doing. What they're doing a week before the season. Does this sound vaguely familiar?
And, yep.
It's intentional.
So, basically, what your options are now, you can do YouTube TV, DirecTV, Fubo, right?
Yeah. Probably maybe like the Hulu.
But also, you know, you'd like to say that your voice matters and that, you know, if you reach out, something is going to change. But we saw that with DirecTV. It really didn't matter unless you come out in masses. Yeah. And everybody files that complaint, logs the complaint. And I don't know if that's going to even be enough. But it's like, this is the disheartening thing, is that, like, we have this new shiny toy, and then it's just like, nope. And they're going to say, all right, go through that dog and pony show of changing services. And with the amount of money that we're already paying, you know, like, if the Big Ten Network is not available, yeah, I'm going to leave. Because it all of a sudden doesn't make sense for me to pay this much money and not get...
Yeah.
The sports and the teams that we want to see.
Yeah, you and I both have the everything packages from Comcast.
Because we have to,
because it's part of our job. But if all of a sudden you don't have the ability to provide that, which we don't need it, spoiler, you won't need it for the Trailblazers going forward.
Hey-o! That's great news.
You can have basically whatever service or non-service, if you just want to go rabbit ears, they're going to have an over-the-air stream, and they're going to have a direct-to-consumer option. I'll have more on that in the next week or so. But the landscape has changed so much now, particularly in this market, that I don't even think Comcast is a viable option anymore.
It feels that way.
I mean,
it does. It really does feel that way.
On this, like, it's like, are you serious? This is,
yeah, yeah. I am with you, and it is so frustrating at every turn. Yeah. You feel like it's getting worse.
I get the bludgeoning because it's Portland and Seattle, and you can kind of put them over the barrel. It's the little markets in the Northwest that you can be like, well, you're going to deal with this. You're going to take this rate hike. Doing it to the LA market, that's ballsy.
But that was also, remember, Dodgers games.
That's right, with Spectrum.
With Warner Spectrum.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a big issue down there. I mean, this is nothing new to any market, any size, any region either, except for like in Philly and New York, where they will literally shank you if you don't have all of their games.
Yes, but also Spectrum is spending $140 million a year on the Lakers, and I think $110 on the Dodgers.
How much for Hawaii football?
I don't know, but also you couldn't watch that Saturday night unless you rode the high seas.
No. See, I didn't watch a lick of Hawaii, Delaware State, and I wanted to.
Call me Blackbeard.
Oh.
Had a bottle of rum and watched that terrible football.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Maybe let's poll this. Would you change television providers if you could not watch your favorite teams? And I want an honest, like, assessment of this, because I don't know. The numbers will tell us. People didn't do that with Comcast last year with Root, right? Or they did do that, actually, by not upgrading their packaging. They just said, yeah, it's not worth watching the Blazers anymore. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, but now they're messing with football.
Now you're messing with football. And look, this should be a week I'm riding high.
You're messing with larger markets, too.
I'm riding high all week, baby. Yeah. Like, this should be, I should have no worries.
Well, you never have to worry.
I'm a Kuna Matata right now.
You also never have to worry about watching Duck games.
But I do want to watch, like, I record, because I'm a psycho.
Yeah.
I record all of the other games so I can watch USC. I can watch UCLA. I can watch UW. And, make sure that I know what's going on with those teams as well.
Why don't we have condensed college football games yet?
We do.
Do we?
Pac-12 and 60 had it. It was great. Big 10 does it too.
Do the Big 10 have it?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. They do condensed games. It's fantastic.
Yes.
It's you can watch a whole football game in 60 minutes.
Day after, I would love to do that with a couple games.
Yeah, the turnaround is like 2 days after.
Of course.
So you gotta hit those early. Got to get those early. But yeah, they got them. They got them. They got them. All right, 503-864-6326. That is Vancouver Ford text line. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. Visit them online at YouTube or at VancouverFord.com. I was reading this. Just yesterday, I decided to switch to YouTube TV because Comcast had gotten too expensive, and I didn't even have the Big Ten Network. So I'd have had... It went away. So I had to pay more to upgrade. And then today, I see the news. And even if I had upgraded, I wouldn't have been able to see the Duck games. Makes me even more happy now that I'm switching.
Another one on here. Oregon gave fans a discount coupon for a year free on the Big Ten app earlier this month before this happened. So that kind of gives you an understanding of like the schools having no idea that this was coming.
True that.
Which is, again, the same way this happened last year. I think, look, man, Xfinity's been pretty shady with how they've handled this.
Yeah,
I'll be blunt. It's this and last year. Like, I get that this network, this business is so cutthroat, but continually screwing over customer bases is just not.
Yep,
it's not a way to get it done.